Hello guys, it's your girl Jella and you welcome to The Journey. Here on The Journey, I share with you my experience and my work with God, and I hope this inspires you as well as motivates you in your work with God. Hello guys, welcome to the second episode of the second season of The Journey. We're really growing here at The Journey. And the title for today's episode is, What is Holding You Back? Yes, what is holding you back? For me, I would say fear is holding me back. And I'm going to talk more about that like later in the segment. But before we talk about what's holding me back, and that's fear, let's talk about faith. Faith is the opposite of fear. And what is faith? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is the way, is a way you walk with God. Without faith, you cannot please God, as it is in the Bible. Without faith, you cannot please God. So faith is how we walk with God, is how we believe that God is going to do something even when naturally it seems impossible. Faith is when Jesus tells the man to get up, take up your mat and walk. That is faith. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen, but you just have that belief, that conviction, that because it's Jesus, because it's God, because we serve a living God, he's going to come through for us and he's going to make all our desires come to pass. And that's what faith is all about. You can't serve God if you don't believe in him. You can't serve God if you don't believe that he's a giver of all things good. You can't serve him. And the way you serve God is by having faith in him. So that's it. So lately I've been going through this series of Crazy Faith by Transformation Church. If you have not seen the series, I'm going to encourage you to know. It's a pretty long series. Let me just give you a heads up. It's really a pretty long series, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. It's fun-filled, it's wonderful, it's inspiring. It's going to kick off your faith, the faith in you. And so, through the series, you've learned about different kinds of faiths that I didn't even know existed. And then we talked about the crazy faiths, baby faiths, maybe faiths. Yeah, baby faiths. We talked about daily faiths, hazy faiths, wavy faith, and the one that really caught my attention was the one of the lazy faith. So lazy faith slash fear, I would say it's one of the things that are holding me back from, you know, really living the way or putting myself out there into the things that I feel like God's calling me to. So we're going to talk about that. In terms of the lazy faith is about you. You believe that God can do something for you. You believe that God can walk through you. But remember, they say that faith without work is dead. Like, faith without work is dead. You might have faith in God, but sometimes you need to put a little bit of action. Like when God told Abraham to pack up his things and leave. Like, he actually did pack up his things and left the place that he knew to be his home. When God told Abraham to take his son and sacrifice to me, Abraham actually did that. Like, he didn't say, oh no God, I'm not going to do that. Oh no God, this is my son. Why do you want me to give my son to you? I ain't got no more sons. Like, this is the son, the promised child let's cancel the, I know God, I don't have no more sons, because Abraham actually has Ishmael. But then he said, God, this is a promised child. How many sons do I have? He didn't say that. Wouldn't have known him to be the father of faith if he stood there arguing with God. But he did what God told him to do. He took his son and he left to give him as a sacrifice to God. And then we all know how the story of Abraham ends. So there are so many different people that actually had to put in the work, and then they saw the benefits of it later on. So when God asks you to do something, when you believe in God for something, you can't just believe him and just sit down there doing nothing. You also have to, you know, Even the woman that got healed, the woman with the issue of blood, she did something. She said, I'm going to hold the hem of the garment of Jesus, and I'm going to believe that I'm going to get healed. And then she did that, and she got her healing. So I have this issue of, I'm just going to sit down. I believe that God is going to do this for me. And I don't really put out that work that is required for the things to actually come to pass. And that's what lazy faith is about. And when they were talking about lazy faith, I could really see myself playing out in it. Like, this is me. This is Angela. Like, this is me. And I don't really want to operate in that, because I feel that there's going to be like a shift. Maybe my life will not be the regular life that I've known it to be. Maybe there are some things that God might call me to, and to require me doing work. So I need to put myself out there, step out on water, just like Peter did. And that's about that. And then fear is another thing. Sometimes the enemy is a deceiver, is a liar. Sometimes he comes to me and like, when I feel like I want to go, because okay, I'm going to tell you guys, I've been appointed to be a host on a show. I don't know if I mentioned this on one of the episodes. I think about the episode about identifying the trees in your life. I talked about me wanting to be a host or something like that. I think I did mention that. And after I did mention something about being a host, and in my period of fasting and prayer and making resolutions and all of that, I actually asked God to reveal to me the plans that he had for me in the year 2022. And then after the fasting, I got approached by Boys Brigade. Boys Brigade is an arm in my church. I got approached by Boys Brigade. They want to launch this online show, or is it on a YouTube channel of sort, and then they want me to be a host on the show. And then the person that even like suggested me to be the host, I don't know this person. Like, I haven't seen him before. Like, I don't know him. So when the person told me that it was somebody else that appointed me, and then I didn't know this person, I just felt like this was another form. God was actually calling me to this area, because hosting is something I really like to do. Sometimes when I close my eyes and not visualize myself in the future, I see me hosting the show. Actually, I actually do. And during my period of fasting and prayer, I could see that this was one of the plans that God has for me this year. And so I just took the opportunity, because I'm actually excited about it, and it's about God and about, you know, bringing people, especially young people, to get excited about God. So I really feel that God is really calling me into this, to be a part of something like that, part of this kind of movement. So I'm really excited to be in that. Just as I accepted to be the host, and then another thing I started doing was voice over commercials for small businesses, like my friends that had like small businesses that sell things or they do makeup. I just one day I just decided to do it for my friend. She does like press on nails. So I said a few things about her business, about press on nails and with that, and she was quite happy with it. I started getting calls and other people contacting me to do voiceovers for their business. And I was really excited, because I've not really earned money before. So I was able to earn money for myself. I was really, really excited about that. And all of a sudden, I'm still hearing voices like the enemy coming to tell me that, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You should stop this. Even this host you want to do, I'm sure you can actually do it. Like, you're not good enough. And I'm having these dreams of me getting scared of going up the stairs and coming down the staircase. Like, I'm just having this fear, like, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. And I know that that is from the devil, because he wants to look for a way to push me out of the purpose that God is calling me into. Like, I feel like the enemy is seeing me going down the lane that God is calling me to, and is trying to deviate me, trying to make me feel unworthy. And apart from lazy faith, I also have fear. And the enemy actually using that against me, telling me that I'm unworthy, telling me that I can't do it. When I know fully with God, all things are possible. Even when I think I don't do it, I can't do it. I'm just going to rely on the Holy Spirit to actually help me to do it. And that's it about, you know, lazy faith and fear trying to hold me back. And it is something that I won't let it come to me this time around, because it happens to me, like the enemy trying to tell me that I'm not worthy, I should stop doing something, and I just abandon it. Not this time around. This time around, I'm going to embrace whatever God is calling me to do. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to walk on water. I'm just going to do what I know that God is calling me to do. So that is about it. We'll just take a quick break and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is no surprise, at least not anymore, that cryptocurrency is taking the world by storm. And OHAX Exchange presents a fast and trustworthy platform for trading all forms of cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and the list goes on. That is not all, guys. Here on OHAX Exchange, we buy and sell all kinds of gift cards, from Amazon gift cards to Walmart, iTunes, and Starbucks, for a safe and convenient transaction all over the world. Call us now on 080-6353-9104 or 090-5198-4879. You can also contact us on WhatsApp via 080-6353-9104. OHAX Exchange, we offer the best rates. Hey guys, it's your girl Jella here on The Journey, and you're welcome to this conclusive segment of The Journey. But before we put everything to an end, I would just like to share a bit of a testimony. Today I got an IT space. I know I said there's this episode on what do you want, and even during my fast period of fasting and prayer, I've been praying for an IT space since last year. And I've been praying about one particular company that I want to have my IT there. But as God may have it, the company, they are not taking IT students this year. Even after hearing that, I kept praying that I would still get an IT space here, there, because what I had as an inspiration from the Bible was the story of Esther. And from Esther, we know that Esther found favor. She went to see the king when she was not even invited, and she ended up getting what she wanted. And so I just had that in mind while praying that what God did for Esther, he's going to do that for me. Even though they are not taking IT student, they will take IT student because of me. But that was the mindset that I had, even in my period of fasting and prayer. And even till now, I've not heard anything from the company. They're not taking IT students. And at a point, I just felt like, God, what is it? What is it that you want from me? I've been praying about this since last year. Why is it so difficult? Why haven't I had any call about IT? And I just said, okay, God, if you don't want me to do my IT, they're fine. I just had your way. So as God may have it, it seems that that company probably is not God's plan for me to do my IT. Even though my resolution for 2022 list, I put IT there as like that was the number one prayer point on that list. But maybe God doesn't want me to have it there. But today I did get an IT space somewhere else, and I'm actually excited about it. And I'm so grateful to God that he has given me the opportunity, because there are people that are looking for IT space. It's so hard to get a place to do your internship. So I'm just grateful that God has been able to point me in this direction. And so that's it to my testimony about my IT. So let's go back to the topic we had for today, which is what is holding you back. We need to know that God has good plans for us, and he has chosen us to be better people. He has chosen us to be wonderful. He has chosen us to be his people, lights of the world, salt to the earth. And so any voice that is telling you otherwise is the voice of the enemy. And I know fully well that the enemy has been trying to put thoughts into my head for the past few days, especially about this hosting thing that I'm about to do, telling me I'm going to flop, Oh, you know, good, you should just tone it down. But this time, no, I am not listening to what the enemy has to say. This is for a good cause. This is for a good cause to bring people to get excited about God, to get young people involved in the things of God. So this is definitely what God wants me to do. And I'm really going to go for it this time. I'm not going to let the voices in my head stop me from even attending something that I've not even tried. Like, I see, I'm hearing voices like, you're going to fail, you're going to fail. Well, I know that I'm not going to fail because God is with me. And so I just want to remind us this scripture of the Bible. In case you're going through a phase where you feel that you're not good enough, I want you to know that you are enough. I want I to know that I am enough. So we're going to be reading from 1 Peter 2 verse 9. And it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God has called me from darkness to light, and I will be a vessel unto honor. I'll be available for God to use me for the things that he has called me to do, for the things that he wants to do on the earth. I'm not going to shy away anymore from responsibilities. I shy away from responsibilities all the time, and not this time around. This time around, I'm going to walk on water. I'm going to come out. I'm going to put myself out there to the glory of God and to do what God has called me to do, despite what the enemy is trying to say. And that's the end of today's episode on the journey. We've come to the end, and if you have any stories, any concerns, if you're feeling the same way, if you want to encourage me, you can as well send in a voice message via the link below this episode. You can also follow me on my socials on Instagram, Senorita Angela, Senorita underscore Angela. Senorita is spelled Senorita underscore Jella, Jella. It's good to have you here, and see you next time, guys. Bye.